You're listening to Weekend from the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Henley, and also here are our two guests today. Kishwa Desai, who is a former TV presenter in India, now an author, journalist and broadcaster, author of crime novels, including Sea of Innocence and Origins of Love. And Mark McKinnon is here as well. He used to be in Beijing until about 6 weeks ago. He's a Canadian journalist, and he's currently the Globe and Mail newspaper's international affairs correspondent in London. Now, as the conflict in Syria has unfolded over the past 2 years, some of the horror has been captured by the images published on screens and in newspapers around the world. Such photographs are also a powerful tool used by charitable agencies to shock or move people into donating money for humanitarian aid. But what is involved for the photographers who actually take these pictures? Ibrahim Malla has been the Red Crescent's official photographer for the last 14 years in Syria. For most of that time, he's lived in his home city, Damascus, 3 years of it with his Italian wife, Sylvia. But they were forced to leave as the fighting intensified. He now lives between Italy and Lebanon, where he regularly goes back to Syria as well from. And I spoke to Ibrahim and Sylvia when they were in London very recently for the 150th anniversary of the Red Cross. And I asked Ibrahim first to describe the pull his home country still had on him.
It's like a message that I started 2 years ago to speak about Syria and the Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Crescent in this conflict. I feel like I am a messenger.
If you feel a great love for Syria, you must feel a lot of pain for it at the moment.
This is exactly what we feel as Syrian, because we are deeply in love with our country, with Damascus, with the history, and we are so sad to see the suffering of people and to see Damascus in a sad shape now.
Are your photos now, and you've just come back from Damascus, all about suffering?
Mainly, yes, because it's all about displaced people, all about refugees. But you can see sometimes in my photos the happiness in the eyes of the volunteers. And you can see the children with the mixed look, fears at the same time, some hope.
Tell me about some images, perhaps some photos of yours that stick in your mind from the recent past.
Now it jumped into my mind, a photo of a girl, a child. She was ready to take some school kits we were distributing 3 weeks ago when the school started in Damascus. She was crying. I jumped to her. I saw her by the eye of the photographer from far away. I went to her, "Why you are crying?" And she said, "Yesterday was the first day of my school and I didn't have anything. And now I have a full bag," she told me. "It came just in time." This makes me really feel very happy. At the same time, ask for more help, that this is the time for help.
It sounds as if you're drawn a lot to children as photographic subjects. Why?
They don't deserve this, and they shouldn't be in these circumstances. They should be playing, studying, not suffering, not to be hungry, not to be sad. And also the children, when everybody sees the children, they are affected by them. So I can reach the message very strongly with the faces and with the looks and the smiles of the children.
And what are your impressions of the refugee camps that so many Syrians are living in now?
Yes, especially in Jordan. I visited also the camp of Zaatari. It was a mission with the British Red Cross. And we were surprised of the situation. And now I'm always worried and always thinking that winter is coming again to this camp and to these people, and which is so difficult. It's in the desert, so it's the climate is very difficult there.
Can you describe in a bit more detail the daily life in these camps?
For the Syrian people, we are not used to be refugees. It was so hard to me the first time to feel that I am going to a camp which is full of Syrians. Syria used to be a hospitable, you know, country for everybody in all the conflicts, like Iraqi, Lebanese, Palestinian, and we didn't have one tent for them. I was so sad, deeply sad. I was thinking to stop taking photos for a couple of minutes, that what I can show in my photos, the suffering of the Syrian people.
But I suppose it's important to shock with your photos, isn't it? That's part of the job.
Yes, exactly. But it was shocking the first time to take photos for the suffering of my people. But then I said, I have to. I was dreaming to go to Zaatari camp to document there. But for sure, I continue and I took nice photos. And we used them for many good things, for many campaigns to collect money and fundraising for Syria, which is my aim, and my last goal is through my photos, we have some help and some money for my country.
Sylvia, you're Ibrahim's wife, and when he proposed to you, I understand he said, look, you're not just marrying me, you're marrying my home country and my home city. Now, you've spent 3 years living in Damascus. Tell me about your view of it now as a relative outsider.
When I decided to move to Damascus and get married to Ibrahim, I knew that this would be a completely new life for me, but I didn't know exactly what to expect. I fell in love with Damascus and with Syria. So when we had to leave, it was really a hard decision for me because I knew that Ibrahim, for his job, he would continue to go back and forth from Italy to Syria, and now he's spending most of the time in Damascus. So I knew that it would be hard for me, and I was so sad to leave. At the same time, I feel my heart broken for what is going on there because I know that the country I left is very different now. I'm sad for all the people who is suffering, and what we are trying to do in Italy is also to raise awareness and to speak to people about what is going on there. And this I can do through the photo of my husband, and that makes me feel so proud. I'm very worried when he's in Syria. I'm worried for him, but at the same time, I'm very proud of what he's doing.
One more question, Ibrahim. You see yourself as a messenger now for Syria. What's the main message?
We need more help. We need our brothers and sisters in the Red Cross in all over the world to support SARC, because without the support of Syrian Arab Red Crescent, these civilians will not have blankets, food, and petrol for the heavy winter that we are expecting.
That was the award-winning Syrian Red Crescent photographer Ibrahim Malla, and his wife Sylvia as well. Mark McKinnon, you've worked in the same refugee camp that he talks about, haven't you?
Yeah, I spent about 10 days in Zaatari camp last month, and it was really compelling stuff. And what you came away worried about was what we called the Zaatari generation, these kids who are growing up there. A lot of them have seen family members executed often in terrible ways, and they're growing up without the support they need. And I was being taken around, spending a lot of time with UNICEF there, and they were showing me sort of the art that the children are producing, and it was, you know, drawings of tanks and bombs and bodies, and their you know, black pages, they said, was their, you know, their old hometowns.
These are the child psychologists' classic red flags, aren't they, that children need help?
Yeah, absolutely. And the chiefs, one of the big problems there, as Ibrahim said, is there's just not enough aid coming in. And UNICEF put out an appeal last year that only got about 60% funded. And the 40% shortfall, governments are actually responding, was the private sector. They were staying away from funding Syria the way they would fund other appeals for reasons that probably have to do with politics.
We were talking about romance earlier in a fairly offhand way. It's interesting, isn't it, Kishwa, that this man maintains a strong feeling of romance for his country. He talks like that, doesn't he?
Absolutely. I think this is so important what he's doing, because we talked about journalists going to difficult and dangerous countries earlier and what happens to them. What he's doing keeping a record through photographs of what is going on in Syria is so important. And I think he shows us, you know, what compassion can do. He shows us also that, you know, in difficult circumstances like that, it is often the children and the women who are the worst affected, and children who probably have no future right now. So, yes, there is a sense of connection that he has with his country. But you can see, you can hear the sorrow in his voice.
And what do you think of his photos?
Well, I was very impressed with some of them which I saw online. I didn't actually see too many of the ones which he's got this award for the Red Crescent thing. But I got I saw some of the ones which he showed the cultural life of Syria, you know, and what it was, you know, the Sufi dancers. He's also got a wonderful website where he invites photographs from other photographers as well. And I think that all of this, creating an image of what Syria, you know, an alternate image to what we imagine Syria is actually today, and what he's presenting us with, are two different images. And I think that's a very important sign as well.
His name's Ibrahim Malla, Malla, in case you'd like to look at his website online. You're listening to Weekend from the BBC World Service.